You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
And if you would, open your Bibles with me to the book of John chapter 18. We'll find our passage in John chapter 18 this morning. And I don't know if you picked up on it, but literally every single song that we sung this morning was all about Jesus. And I think if we're going to come to church, really the only thing worth elevating, the only name worth praising, the only topic worth discussing is the name of Jesus Christ. And this morning, I hope to do the same. I hope to lift up the name of Jesus Christ as we look at His Word, as we look at the truth found in it today. If I could kind of set the stage for what we're looking at in the book of John chapter 18, we find that the religious leaders of Jesus' day, they've taken Jesus prisoner. They were jealous. They were bitter. They were angry at the influence that Jesus Christ had. And so they took Jesus Christ and they began to make false accusations against Him. They began to say, oh, He said this and He did this and He spoke in blasphemy, and all of them were false. And their goal, their aim was to have Jesus Christ killed. They wanted Him dead. They wanted Him out of the way. They did not want Him to be a problem for them any longer, but they didn't have the authority to do it. And so they take Jesus Christ and they bring Him to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. And there inside of this courtroom, this judgment hall, the governor, the person who was the legal judge of the day, begins to ask Jesus a series of questions to determine, are the accusations true? The things that have been brought against Jesus Christ, are they true? Is He worthy of death or is He innocent? And if you would look with me in John chapter 18, we'll begin in verse 33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto Him, Art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of Me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto Me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If My kingdom were of this world, then would My servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is My kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto Him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth My voice. And look at the response of Pilate. Pilate saith unto Him, What is truth? What a perplexing question that is. What is truth? It's ironic, really, when you think about it. They're in a courtroom. Pilate is the judge. Jesus is on trial. And he asks the question, what is truth? Little did he know that he was standing face to face looking at the truth. And this morning, for a few moments, I'd like to preach a message entitled, The Truth, The Whole Truth, and Nothing But the Truth. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, God, I am thankful that we hold in our hands the truth of Your Word. And God, I pray now that You would help me, Lord, as I seek to proclaim it. Lord, to preach Your Word, I pray that we would have ears to listen and a heart that is open to receive the truth. I ask these things in the precious, holy name of Jesus Christ and for His glory. Amen. We live in a day where truth is eroded. The very concept of truth in the minds of many people is a myth. Does truth really exist? And if it does, where do we find it? How do we define truth? How do we really know what is true and what is not true? We see this on our political landscape.
Yeah, right.
We find one political party that stands up and says, here's the truth. And the other side says, no, that's misinformation. And then the other side stands up and says, no, well, this is the truth. And the other side said, no, that's fake news. And then after the fact, we find that they're both lying and none of it was true, right? We live in a day where people say, well, I watch this news agency and they are trustworthy, that what they say is true. And others say, no, I listen to this news agency and I get my information from this source. And this is where I find the truth. We look at our school system. And our school system are teaching our children that really there is no truth. That the truth is we've all evolved from animals. That we're just a little bit higher up the line than they are. So really, when you think about it, if we are just more highly evolved animals, what's the big deal when one animal kills another animal? Why does it really matter? If truth is not important, we change the truth. We revise the truth to make it what we want it to be. There used to be only two genders, but now we can have 100 different genders, but it's all true. We have a motto that we say, and it goes something like this: stand in your truth. You can have your truth, I can have my truth, they can have their truth, and we shouldn't judge. We shouldn't say anything because it's all true. But here's the problem with truth. If I have a truth, and Brother Reimers has a truth, Brother Reimers, by the way, I love that jacket.
Yep.
I do. I don't want to wear it, no. Don't love it that much. But I appreciate Brother Reimers' red jacket. Don't you? Who's a fan of Brother Reimers' red jacket? Anyone? I see the hands. Other people wearing red as well. Brother Reimers, I love your red jacket. It's amazing. I know what side you stand on. I know what team you're a part of. I love your red jacket. Brother Reimers, is your jacket red?
Looks yellow to me.
It looks yellow to you. So you're saying that that's your truth? That in your truth, your jacket is yellow, but my truth, based on my feelings, based on what team I am part of, that my truth is that your jacket is red. Now, if I say that his jacket's red and he says that it's yellow, we can't both be true, can we? One of us is lying and one is right. Brother Reimers, I'm sorry you're lying this morning. I'm really sorry about that. But we look around in the day and age in which we live, and we're left sometimes, unfortunately, asking this question: what is truth? Does truth really exist? Does it really matter? There's all these different voices. There's all these different people saying different things, and what is truly the truth? We live in a world where they say truth does not exist. It's relative. What's true to one person may not be true to someone else. But I'm here to say this morning, the truth does exist. The truth is real. The truth is absolute, and it's eternal. And it's not found in a book. It's not found in an encyclopedia. It's not found in a college degree. It's found in a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So this morning, for a few moments, I'd like us to look at God's Word, and I'd like us to study the truth. Look with me again as Pilate is asking Jesus these questions. He's trying to understand, is this man guilty or is he innocent? Is he a king of the Jews, meaning what? Are you trying to build up an insurrection? Are you trying to lead a revolution against the Roman Empire? Because if you are, then you're guilty. These are the accusations that the Jews were making, that he's making himself out to be a king. And so Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" All these rumors that I heard, these accusations that have been brought against you, are you in fact a rebel? Are you in fact trying to lead a revolution? And look at Jesus' response. He says, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself?" It's amazing. Jesus turns the question back on Pilate.
Yeah, amen.
And this is what he's saying. Are you really interested? Pilate, are you really seeking the truth? Pilate, do you really, really want to know the truth? And this morning, I ask you. We have many guests that are here with us. Many visitors that are here with us today. And what an honor, what a privilege it is that you would join us in church today. Perhaps someone left a Bible or someone left an invitation at your door. Or perhaps a coworker or a colleague or a friend has been inviting you for weeks and you chose to come today. My question is, are you seeking the truth? Are you here just to fill a spot, or is there something in your mind where you're curious? I want to know the truth. I want to know what's real. I want to know what's absolute. I know what everyone says, but I am here because I want to know the truth. And so Jesus turns the question on Pilate and says, do you really want to know the truth? Are you asking this thing of yourself, or are you just repeating what everyone else has said? And Pilate responds back to him and says, am I a Jew? Almost offended, kind of taken back. I could care less about all these religious battles and skirmishes that you have. It really doesn't matter to me. I'm here to see if you're guilty or if you're innocent. And the conversation goes on, and he asks him again, are you a king? And he says, my kingdom is not of this world. See, Jesus Christ did not deny being a king because he was in fact a king. He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. He was the king that every other king in the history of mankind will bow down to one day. He was the sovereign, supreme, all-time king of the universe. And he did not deny it. He did not say, no, I'm not a king. He says, you don't understand. You're asking me if my kingdom is here on earth with these followers, and for the time being, it's not. He's saying my kingdom is not of this world. Well, then we'd have to ask the question, well, what world is it from? Where is Jesus a king? He then goes on to say this. In verse number 37, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. What is he saying? Here's my humanity. Why? Because Jesus Christ was born like every single one of us was born. But unlike every single one of us, there was another part of Jesus Christ where he was 100% God. He then says in the next verse, to this end was I born. That speaks of his humanity. And for this cause came I into the world. That speaks of his deity. Jesus Christ is standing before Pilate. He's on trial. His life is hanging in the balance. And Pilate asks him, are you a king? And he says, basically, yes, I am a king, but I'm not a king of this world. Let me tell you why I came. And this is what he says. He came that he should bear witness unto the truth. He said, Pilate, let me tell you why I'm here. I am here to reveal the truth to all mankind. I am here to tell you what the truth is. So you don't have to wonder. You don't have to question. You don't have to guess. You don't have to stand in your truth. You can know the truth this morning. Well, what is that truth? Turn with me to the book of John chapter 1. John chapter 1, we'll look at a few verses in John 1. It says this, in the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That term, in the beginning, isn't the beginning of this chapter. It's not the beginning of the book. It's not the beginning of as far back as John can remember. No. What is being said here? That Jesus Christ is God. That in the beginning, when there was nothing else, in the beginning, going farther back than human intervention and mankind, there was a God. It's a truth the world denies today. They say there is no God, but I'm here to say there is a God. And Jesus Christ is that God. It goes on to say, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You say, what is the truth? Let me tell you what it is. That Jesus Christ is God, the creator of the universe. That He spoke everything into existence. The stars, the planets, the earth, the moon, the oceans, the ground. Mankind He created. Got a little quiet there, didn't it? Why? Because we've been fed a lie that evolution is how we got here. We've been fed a lie that over hundreds and billions and trillions of years, we came into existence. That from nothing came everything. That from no life came life. Here's the argument they make. Well, creation is religion, but evolution is science. We should not compare the two, because religion is all about faith, believing in something you can't see. But creation is all about science. Well, let's think about this for a moment. Hundreds of billions of years ago, who was there to see evolution begin? No one. No one was there. That's why they call it the theory of evolution. It's an idea. It's made up. Do you know what it takes to believe evolution? It takes a whole lot of faith. A lot of faith. To believe that two specks of dust flying in an eternity of vast open space just happened to collide. Where do those specks of dust come from? We don't know. What were they made up of? We don't know. But somehow, in a miraculous way, they collided. And from that explosion came everything that is today. That's incredible. Man, my mind is literally blown at that. It's impossible. It is literally impossible. It cannot happen. It did not happen. But why is it we push this lie? Because it's an attempt to destroy the truth of the Word of God. It's an attempt to destroy who God is, the creator of the universe. You see, if life was created, then life has purpose. Life has meaning. Life has value. Well, that doesn't reconcile with all the woke ideas of our day, so we have to get rid of it. But everything that is, according to the Bible, came from a creator. I have been blessed to see some beautiful buildings in my day. I love going to Washington, D.C. and looking at the beautiful architecture that exists there. You know what's amazing of every one of those buildings, without fail? It had an architect. It had an engineer. It had someone who planned it, laid it out, thought through it, and built it. I love looking at beautiful cars. I'm kind of a truck fan. I like trucks, specifically Ford trucks. I'm a big fan. And I love looking at Ford trucks. And you know what's amazing when I look at a beautiful truck? That there isn't a single truck, or any other vehicle for that matter, that you see going down the street that you turn your head and say, man, that is a nice truck. That is a nice vehicle. There isn't a single one of them that did not have someone to design it. There's not a single one that did not have someone who engineered it and planned it out and made sure every piece fit perfectly where it's supposed to go. Why is it then we look at the world around us and think it all just happened? No, there's a God who created everything. Truth number one this morning is that Jesus Christ is God, the creator of everything. Truth number two this morning is one that we may not get as excited about, and it's this: every single one of us is a sinner. There isn't a single person in this room who is not a sinner. We all are. Every single one of you are sinners. I am a sinner. These guys behind me, some of the worst sinners I know. We're all sinners. Well, where did sin come from? See, in that perfect creation where God formed mankind and breathed into him the breath of life, he gave mankind a free choice. Because he was made not in the image of an animal, but in the image of God Almighty, with the ability to reason and think and make choices. And mankind chose to disobey God. They had one rule. Just one. I often think, man, how easy was life, right, when you only had one rule? And yet, Adam and Eve, you blew it, right? But because they blew it, because they sinned against God, sin has been passed down to every generation, every single person ever born, except Jesus Christ, was born a sinner. All of us, no one escapes it. My wife and I have been blessed to have four children. As Pastor mentioned earlier, two of those boys are in college. I have a daughter in high school and a daughter in sixth grade. We love those children. When they were born, they were so perfect, so precious, so beautiful, the amazing gift of life that God gave us. And you know what was amazing is that at a very, very young age, we noticed something about our kids. We noticed that they had a sin nature. We noticed that one, we'd say, don't go over there and touch that, and they would look at you, those beautiful baby eyes, and don't go touch that. I'm not going to tell you again, do not touch that. And they take off running, right? I'll never forget the first time one of my oldest, who we told him, Riley, and I can't remember what the instruction was, but we said, Riley, do this. And he looked at us and he said, no. Come again? What did you just say to me? And he looked at us and said, no. And I'm thinking, man, we brought you into this world. We can take you out. You say, where did my children, where did they get that sinfulness? Where did they get that sin nature? Well, obviously, it's from my wife's side of the family. Without a doubt. No. Every one of us is born into sin. There's no escaping it. Not that we've sinned once or twice, but we continually sin. In fact, the Bible says that we are slaves to sin. We cannot stop sinning. It's ingrained in who we are, and that sin caused a separation from us to God. That sin brought upon our lives a bondage. It brought about chains that we could not break. It brought about a debt that we could not pay. And so us in our own sinful state, we were separated from God. The truth this morning is that Jesus Christ is God, the creator of everything. The second truth is that every one of us are sinners. But let me tell you the third truth. And it's the most amazing truth. We sang about it this morning. If you would, go with me to John chapter 3. And here's the truth this morning. John chapter 3, verse number 13. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, a picture of Jesus Christ on the cross, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And here it is, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here's the most amazing truth you could ever hear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Here's the truth you got to hear this morning, that God loves you, that God loves me, that while we were in our sins, while we were drowning in our sins, while we were condemned to a life of separation from God, he left the throne of glory and he came to earth to redeem you, to save you, to set you free. Why? Because it's the truth of the Word of God that he came. That he came to save you. He came to rescue you. And he alone is the Savior of the world. That is the truth today that I bring to you. That Jesus Christ is God. And that he came to save you. Why? Because he loved you. I can't comprehend it. I can't get my head around the fact that a perfect, holy God who created mankind, who sinned against God, who turned their back on God and walked away, and God said, I love you. How far would I go to save a sinner? I would go all the way. When you can't come to where I'm at in heaven, I'm coming down to where you're at on earth, and I will pay the sin debt for your life. Jesus is standing before Pilate, and he says, this is the truth, that I am God.
Amen.
And that I came to save the human race from their sins. But the sad reality of this story is that as Pilate is standing there before the truth, he asked the question, what is truth? Would Jesus Christ have saved Pilate? Oh, you bet he would have. 100% he would have. But Pilate rejected the truth. The Jews that Jesus Christ came and dwelt among, who hated him, who brought false accusations against him, who took him to trial so he could die on a cross. He came to save them. But they rejected the truth. They heard the truth. They knew the truth. But they rejected the truth. Pilate asked, what is truth? Look at the last part of John chapter 18. In John chapter 18, verse 37, this is what Jesus says. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. What is he saying? Those who will be saved, they hear. They know it's true. And they choose to believe. You know, what's amazing as we go through the end of this story, Pilate on several occasions comes out to the Jews and says, I find no fault in him. Pilate is a Roman governor. It's his job to make sure that the guilty people pay. And yet he comes out on multiple times and says, I find no fault in him. The accusations you brought against him are not true. That there is no fault. He is an innocent man. Let me ask you this question. Why would an innocent man be willing to die a horrible death on the cross? Why? For you and for me. He said, I'll die on that cross. Because that's how I'll pay for mankind's sin. I'm willing to die. Why? Because I'm here to bring the truth that God loves you. How far would God go to save a sinner like you and to save a sinner like me? He'd go all the way to the cross to be nailed.
Amen.
If you look at the context of this story, it takes place during the Passover. A time back in Egypt, a picture of what is taking place now, where the death angel passed over every home. And if the blood was applied to the doorpost in that form of a cross, he would pass over. And now the Passover is fulfilled. Jesus Christ dies on the cross. His body is taken and put in a borrowed tomb. And 3 days later, they come to check on him, and that tomb is open. The grave clothes are folded, and Jesus is not there. Why? Because he conquered death. He didn't stay in that grave. He rose the third day. That is the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
And here's my question for you this morning. Do you believe it? For those who accept that free gift of salvation, the truth will set you free.
Amen.
It will break the bonds of imprisonment. It'll free the debt of sin. He'll save you and take you to heaven forever. But it comes down to that question. What is truth? Jesus Christ is truth.
Amen.
We can debate it all you want, but it doesn't change the truth.
Amen.
But the question is, what will you do with the truth? Will you believe it, or will you reject it?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.